Hey friends, we just learned about numbers in C#, and we're going to go into branches. That's like if statements to do what they call conditionals. And we were going to go and do that inside of the browser like we've been doing. But you made the suggestion that maybe it's time to graduate.
Right. At a certain point, you want to start using Visual Studio because even when we were in our browser, we were getting little errors and squiggles and warnings. But in Visual Studio, you're actually going to get even more hints and code fixes to help you out, and it's just a lot more feedback. So let's talk a little bit about branches.
Before we do that real quick, I'm just going to go to visualstudio.com/free. And this is a URL that lets you get a free version of Visual Studio. It's totally free. It's called Visual Studio Community. And it's got all the power of the Visual Studio that programmers use, because you're a programmer as well. You can download that for Windows or for Mac and enjoy that. So I've installed that already.
Okay.
And then I want to point out that here I'm in the in-browser experience, and I could continue into branches and loops, which you're certainly welcome to do. Or if you look in your tree over here, there's a section that says work in your local environment, and we're going to do that. So we're here on this page, learn conditional logic. We'll make sure we have links to all of that. So we're going to do this. We're going to run Visual Studio and follow along, copying not into an in-browser code environment, but rather copying into Visual Studio directly. Is that
right,
cool with
and
you?
We can get all of that feedback. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll run Visual Studio, and that's going to come up, and I get a page that's going to look something like this. Yours will probably be blank, because you can see me making it.
Right, if it's a completely fresh install.
So what should I do?
I think we should go ahead and create a new project,
okay.
And we'll just work out of that. So we want to choose the .NET Core Console app.
Okay.
I'm not going to go into explaining those terms. Basically, it's just C#. Console apps are kind of your basic command line applications that print output in a terminal window when you run them.
Right. Well, we've been saying console.WriteLine. It's like that black box that pops up. So we're going to make a console app. And in the future, in other videos, we'll make web apps and different things like that. So I'm going to go and say new console app. And this is where we will learn about branching, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So already, I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah, what is all this stuff?
Are there going to be videos that will explain kind of the menus and what's going on in Visual Studio?
Yeah, we'll go around and so that console.WriteLine, that's the only part of this that we are familiar with from past videos.
Mm-hmm.
Everything above it, the static main, string array, args, class program, all of that, we can get into in a different video.
Okay, so we will talk about that, but for now, pretend that we live only in between these two mustaches.
Yes,
curly braces,
or mustaches,
hats.
Whatever you want to call them.
Yeah. See, now mustaches is not inclusive.
It isn't?
I don't know.
I can have a curly brace.
Touche. So here we've got our console app, and what I'm going to do is hit play, but what I like to do is start without debugging, and this is just a hotkey I remember. This is the only hotkey I'm going to ask everyone to remember.
Hmm.
I'm going to hit Control F5. And this is nice because this lets me run my application. So this is doing the exact same thing as hitting that run button.
Ah, yeah.
And it
and
says,
this black box is
Hello,
the
world.
Output window.
This is a console.
Same as what we saw. Oh,
yeah. Now, certainly, if you don't want to do that, you can just hit this green button, the
mm-hmm.
run button. Okay, so console.WriteLine, hello world. Again, Control F5. Cool, it worked. Now, how do we do branches and loops? Well, this is going to be a tutorial, and what I could do if I wanted to is I could pick it up and I could snap it off to the side here, and then I could have Visual Studio on the other side. We could try this and see if this works out, and you could try the same thing. So I'm walking through the tutorial, and you see how I can just move the splitter over just a little bit so I can see what's going on here. So if statements let you make decisions. The tutorial will tell you to go and create directories and run things at the command line, but since we're using Visual Studio and we just made a new console app, we don't need to do that stuff. We're just going to put our code right here.
Right. So let's input our first if statement.
Okay.
So it looks like we declared a few variables that mm-hmm. we can then use as part of the conditions inside of the if statement.
So I'm going to hit copy, and then just as before, I'm going to hit paste. Hey, that's cool. Visual Studio actually put it in a nice location, and it's all got coloring. If is colored a certain color, this looks really nice. It's kind of pleasant looking here. Will it work right off the bat?
Let's try it.
Okay, so I'm going to hit Control F5 again, which is, again, the hotkey for hitting mm-hmm. the play button. The answer is greater than 10. Let's put that next to this here.
And what exactly were the conditions we were using in that if statement?
Well, we took A and B and we added them. And a plus b is 11.
Right. So 11 is greater than 10. So it did execute the console.WriteLine that was within that if statement branch.
Okay. And if I change that and I make it 5 plus 3.
Ooh. So that would be less than 10.
It didn't really do anything.
And it didn't print anything.
Yeah. Just said, meh, and then told me some things about how the application exited. So that shows us that that if statement, in fact, worked. So in this case, the sum was less than 10.
Right. So if the conditions weren't met, it doesn't actually execute the console.WriteLine that's within the if statement.
Right.
And yeah.
We had talked about Booleans before. Remember when we said, does this string contain this? Or does this string start with that? Is that a Boolean?
Yeah. So any kind of if statement will need to return true or false as the ultimate condition to decide whether or not it will execute any of the code within that if statement block.
Right. So I could go and say bool something equals that thing. And I have to say a semicolon at the end there. And I could say if something.
Right.
Will that work?
Like independently declaring the Boolean outside of the if statement.
Let's see if it works. It does work. So whether I put it inside here or outside there, the fact that it's true or not, it doesn't matter. And now I'm going to hit Control Z, which is undo. See, look, and I just hit undo, and there's a button here for undo as well. So that let me know that that actually worked. So what about the else? Remember when we said it was smaller than 10, nothing really happened. Like it just stopped.
Right. So else would be if there's any kind of condition that we should do when the if statement condition isn't met. So basically, instead of just not writing anything, we could put in an else statement to say, hey, this answer is not greater than 10.
Okay, so if the sum is greater than 10, else do the other thing. Cool. Let's try that with a small number. So here it's going to be 8. Again, I'm going to hit Control F5, or I can hit the play button.
The answer is not greater than 10. So it executed anything that was in that else block since the if statement wasn't met.
Right. And it says here, any key to close this window. I just hit space or any key. And this is interesting. I was actually going to ask you this, Kendra, because I was a little confused. Does it matter that this is indented? Like, can this be over here or over there? And what if I have other lines?
Yeah. So in this case, if you ever want to have multi-line if statements, you need to add curly braces. As far as the white space trailing before and after if statements, that means indentation or extra new line characters and stuff. I believe an if statement will execute the single statement after it if there's no curly braces.
Right. And Visual Studio is smart about this.
Though.
If you get confused, you can just say format document and Visual Studio will make it better.
Ooh.
But yeah, let's try that actually. Let's put that on one line. Let's put that on a line. That's kind of weird. That's not usually how you do things, but I bet you that it'll work. It does.
Cool.
But the right thing to do, I'm hearing you say, is when all else fails and there's a question, just like order of operations,
right,
always add an extra parentheses. It never hurts to add those braces. And it's cool. Look, Visual Studio is actually lighting them up. So if I click on one of them, its friend turns color.
It is highlighted a little bit. That's another one of the benefits that working in an actual integrated development environment over a browser can provide. So you have brace matching.
Yeah, that's a good reason for us to go and upgrade right there. Mm-hmm. Just one of the many reasons. Let's try a complicated if statement.
Oh, yeah. So this looks like it will have multiple conditions inside of it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to copy it and paste it. And by the way, I just noticed that when there was nothing there, these turned gray, saying they're not really used.
Oh, it's assigned, but it's never used.
Yeah, so Visual Studio is always thinking about ways to help you do stuff.
Right, so that's basically saying that those variables weren't necessary because they were declared, but you never actually used them in your code.
Mm-hmm. Now, this if statement seems kind of scary and complicated, but I bet you that we can kind of break it down. I think it's okay if I add some white space to make it simpler. And by make it simpler, it's more just for my own emotional well-being. So that if statement that I copied from the page here was a little bit intimidating. So I broke it up onto multiple lines just so I could get a sense of what was going on. So this one says if I add these together and they're greater than 10, and that's either true or false. And then this one said, I assume if A equals B. What's going on here, though?
Right, so that's the AND operator, which basically just combines the two different conditions. Mm. So the AND operator means both sides of the statements on either side of it need to be true in order for this if statement block to execute.
Okay, so if true and true. If true and true, so true plus true equals true.
Right.
That makes sense. And if I put that back all on one line, well, again, it might be a little intimidating. You'll see a lot of these and get used to them. So here we can go and run that. And it'll say, yes, the number is not greater than 10. And the first number, oh, interesting, or. Well, here I've got some different code. I want to say not and. Either thing can be true.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would be the case.
So here just one side needs to be true.
Okay, so if either one of those is true. So in this case here, either the answer is greater than 10, which it is, or the first number is equal to the second, which it is not. So that makes sense. That is true, and that is false. All right. So let's move on.
Ooh, it gets really long over there.
That's intimidating. Maybe. I am feeling more and more uncomfortable about all this other stuff going on here.
Yeah, let's take a minute to break down everything, well, the envelope of all C# programs in the next video. So we just covered branches.